All right, you guys have a great day.
And there goes Ron Grant on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Once upon a time, people could count on having a steady job, a good career path, and predictable employment until they retired. Unfortunately, that sense of security is no longer the norm. Many longtime employed adults unexpectedly have found themselves looking for work. Today's Workforce Wednesday question is, how can baby boomers be competitive in the current job market? Joining us for the conversation are two members of the Workforce Investment Board. In studio, we have Victoria Jump, Director of the Area Agency on Aging for Ventura County. Also, Alex Rivera, Director of Human Resources for Clean Diesel Technologies in Ventura. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
Really good to see you in here this morning. Thanks a lot. Victoria, we'll start off with you. What do you hear from baby boomers who are looking for work? What are the expectations in today's job market?
Well, we hear from baby boomers that it's so much harder than they thought it would be to change careers or enter the workforce. The job market has changed since many baby boomers last searched for employment. And the reality of the job market is that with the current unemployment rate, older workers are competing with younger workers for limited jobs. For the expectations for the job market, for the employer, we're really looking for the person to have current skills, particularly with computers. That are really demanded in today's environment.
So that's the biggest thing. You know, it's kind of like when you think of a job, it's like somebody who might have been married for a time, and then you go back to dating. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the, I was so good at this before. What the heck happened? And there's a lot of things that play into this. So, Alex, let's go over to you. What can people do to keep their skills current and meet the rising expectations of employers? And what does it mean to reinvent yourself? We hear repurpose, reinvent.
Well, I think I would echo part of what Victoria said as far as folks getting technologically savvy. I know that oftentimes people, when they're looking for jobs, particularly if they've been out of the workforce for a while, may not think about what's different now than what it was when they last were looking for work. I'm thinking about this upcoming weekend. It used to be back in the day, the classified section of the Sunday paper for Super Bowl Sunday was filled with job ads. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, what do you expect to see on Super Bowl Sunday is a commercial about Monster and the jobs that they have, or Career Builder, Dice, those sorts of things. And so people, whether they're currently employed or unemployed, really need to understand that looking for a job has become much more technical these days, and that's part of what they need to keep in mind.
I've seen people looking for jobs, and this is at any business around town, and instead of talking to somebody, they point you over to a kiosk, mm-hmm. and you sit down, and you can see people go, what am I doing here? Or please do that online. And that's so foreign to a worker who would be 50-plus. It's a very, very strange situation. Alex, staying with you, why is it good business for an employer to hire a mature worker?
Being a mature worker myself, I'll say a couple of different things. First, folks like me have been on this planet for quite a while, and so mm-hmm. we've got a lot of experience, a lot of skills, a lot of value to offer to prospective employers. Most employers these days are interested in one of a couple of different things. How can you help me to be more profitable, or how can you help me to be more efficient and reduce costs? So I think there's things that everyone can do to help improve their skills to be able to meet those expectations of employers today.
So it's actually in a lot of ways that maturity really, it's not holding you back. If you play it properly, it could be an advantage going in.
That's correct. I know that oftentimes older workers may think that, okay, as Victoria has said, there's a lot of competition, younger prospective employers out there, maybe people that are willing to work for less. And so older workers may have a tendency to get a little mm-hmm. bit discouraged. And my advice to them is focus on your strengths, focus on your experience, and I would say minimize the age aspects because that's just a number.
Victoria, what help is available to baby boomers who are looking for jobs and for employers who are looking for a mature worker?
Well, we're lucky in our county that we have resources such as the Workforce Investment Board and the Job and Career Centers where people can go for help and looking for work. Employers can also go there looking for employees. I think most important is that for people that are looking to refresh their skills and become competitive, they can go there and get help with resume writing and also take classes.
Okay, that's a good way to go there. Now, if both of you could share one piece of advice with a job-seeking baby boomer, what would it be? What is that one thing? Let's start with Victoria.
I would say that they need to be more proactive in their job search. Looking for a job now is not looking, what it was 15, 20 years ago. They need to take advantage of the technology out there. Join things like LinkedIn. Get their, network of people that they know. Let them know that they're looking for a job.
Alex?
Yeah, mine is actually a two-part answer, I'd suppose. One is to stay connected because so often the job leads are going to come from people that you associate with, whether it's through a social group, maybe it's a community group, perhaps some volunteer work that you're doing. But probably more important, I think, is maintaining a positive attitude, particularly for folks who've been out of work for a while. They may tend to get a little bit dejected or depressed. You don't want to let that come across when you're considering looking for a new job. The employer you may be interviewing with wasn't the one perhaps who caused you to get laid off, but they're in a prime position to be able to help you get that next job. So you want to project that positive attitude.
Yeah, every time's first time, every time's go time when you're up there because it is competitive. Rich?
What's the attitude of employers about older job seekers as opposed to younger job seekers? Because there was a time, maybe 5 years or so ago, when there were a lot of articles saying that employers actually liked older workers. They were more stable, more loyal. Younger workers tended to kind of have a take-it-or-leave-it attitude about jobs. And while the younger workers were more tech-savvy, the older workers were more reliable as employees. First of all, I don't know if that's true or not. Like most characterizations, it can be overgeneralized. But what do employers think about older workers in general?
Well, let me start by saying I agree with you. I do tend to think that while younger workers may be more technologically savvy, oftentimes employers that I hear from say the newer generations just don't seem to have the work ethic that baby boomers have. And so that's one thing that we've got going for us. I also think that lots of employers have come to realize that older workers aren't necessarily going to be the ones that are going to be demanding the higher salaries like they think they will. They're not going to be using all the health insurance benefits because of their age. Lots of the older workers will still continue to contribute, and they do have a lot of experience and value to offer.
And another thing that comes up is appearance. So, when I'm at the gym, I'm like, geez, can't they give me special parking? I mean, I'm around all these guys who are in their 20s. They look great. They're fabulous. And sometimes when you go into a workplace, you feel old. Do you think that's an appearance issue is really a big thing, or is it all on your resume, all on your experience?
Sorry? I would say that appearance probably, it matters to some extent, but really we're looking at the skills that the person has that walks in the door and how they're going to fit into our in-work environment. And if the older worker really does a good job of preparing for the interview, shows us that the past skills that they have are transferable to what they're asking us to do, it makes them as competitive as somebody that's younger.
And I would just add that certainly the skills that people have to offer are what we're most interested in. But people being people, they are going to perhaps take a look at the person's appearance and decide, is this person going to have the right energy level for our organization? Are they going to have
probably a great
right
point. Mm-hmm. No matter what you look like, if you're vibrant, mm-hmm. that could help. Now, and we're not making fun of any jobs, but the biggest two things that you think of, if I've got to go out, it's going to end with, do you want fries with that or welcome to Walmart? But there are other jobs available, right?
Correct.
There are. And so anybody who thinks, oh, I just got to get something to create some kind of income, again, don't hold yourself back or just there's other jobs out there. Going online, going with WIB, what would be our best intention right now. So if somebody out there says, this sounds great, what's their next step?
Mm-hmm. Again, I think that there's a lot of different options. In fact, while waiting in the green room, we were just talking about counseling our children about what options are available to them. Adults, people who have been in the workforce for a while or people who are currently out of the workforce need to use the word reinvent earlier. Try to reinvent themselves. Continue to learn. And there's many different ways that you can do that. It can be something as simple as refreshing on a Microsoft Office program to doing a deeper dive, like getting credentialed in a new area. Just on the other side of the highway is the adult and continuing education programs that people can take advantage of. And certainly, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind folks that the WIB offers programs that, guess what, are free. What could be better than that?
So people can contact WIB at www.wib.ventura.org, and that's once again www.wib.ventura.org, and they can find out a lot of tools there. Is there somebody they can talk to if they ring somebody up? Is there counseling that way?
Yes, but I do recommend that folks check out the website first. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of different resources there that are available. Once they have information about our resources, then they can begin to explore what avenues they may want to pursue when it comes to their career search.
Okay, so that sounds good. It's a good look for baby boomers these days, and baby boomers can be competitive, and they are in the current job market, which is good news for a lot of folks out there. Don't count yourself out. Make sure you get in there, show your skills, show your dedication, and like we've been saying this morning, make sure you bone up on everything that is technical these days, so when somebody holds up an iPhone, you don't say, what's that? Yeah, always a bad sign.
Right.
So I really appreciate you coming in this morning. Nice work. We had Victoria Jump, Director of the Area Agency on Aging for the Ventura County and County of Ventura. Alex Rivera, also Director of Human Resources for Clean Diesel Technologies in Ventura. Really appreciate you coming in this morning. Nice work that you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA. Once again, to learn more about the WIB's free programs and services that help job seekers and employers, go to www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org here on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it is 8:52.
Now,